Man, we got a new podcast network we've been on for a couple weeks now, and it's what? The very end of 2016. And I have to say, Don, I was amazed at the state of the Beat Lab when we came in today.
Yes, we need to post this on Facebook because this is pretty incredible.
Now, unlike last week we came in and there was a pile of dirty tissues by the Beat Lab that's been here for the entire 3 years we've done this podcast.
Yes.
It just grows. There were wood shavings all over the floor.
Uh-huh.
There was hay from a cart that's no longer here.
Yep.
There was just a lot of random stuff all over the floor. We came in today and it is 100% clean.
Now, I am waiting for you to just show you the Beat Lab and how clean it is because I need to dirty it back up. Don't go upstairs. Everything's going to fall out. I got to pull everything out of the shed and put it back in here. And I actually probably put a car in the front garage that I need to put all this stuff back in here. So it's going to be dirtied up real fast. But I did say that I would put it back. I would get this thing cleaned up.
You did.
And he saved all the dirty tissues
for the next winner of our football league.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another week, another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, and Don.
Hi, Tony. You guys are here in person. I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be here because this is a very busy week. It's the week before Christmas. My wife has a lot going on, and she told me that I would not be able to come out Thursday night. I had to watch the kids, but she ended up being home, so I am here. Tony gave me a ride, so I'm sure he's already regretting moving near me. Yep, very excited.
How bad does my car smell?
Well, remember, my car smells like cat urine, so your car smells just fine to me. Just fine. We're the worst people on the planet.
I wasn't expecting you, and you. I came from work, and we have to wrap this up because I should probably be going to bed now. This week
all right,
of work
been a great
has
been, episode, guys.
This week of work has been hellacious. There you two are sitting in the driveway, waiting for us to get home. And I guess my question is that I pulled into the driveway,
mm-hmm.
and you two didn't move.
Well, we were moving, but just not where you could see us.
I then got out of the car, got my stuff out of my car, and then you two were just sitting there.
Yeah, we were hoping you didn't see us zipping up.
That's what I was actually afraid of a little bit.
But I get excited in your driveway.
It is interesting to see both of you carpooling to do this podcast.
Yeah,
we care about the environment.
Jeremy's only 7 minutes away now. It's fantastic.
How could that possibly be 7 minutes away?
No, not from here.
I came to your house the other day,
mm-hmm.
for the
mm-hmm.
first time. I got a phone call from Tony. Can I talk about that real fast?
You can. It's not one of my prouder moments.
Okay, I got a phone call from Tony. He had
his dick was stuck in the microwave. I don't even want to talk about that.
He was having some issues with a garbage disposal, and he had talked to me about it, I guess, last week. I think that he understood what the issue was, and quite frankly, I was sort of proud of the fact that he knew what the issue was. But he did send me a text, like, it seemed to be a little bit of a panic mode, like, on
Can I make a guess that he just
Sunday
needed a hex wrench?
No. That was initially what I thought. So, he says, hey, my dishwasher is not draining anywhere. The water's just sitting in the bottom of the dishwasher. It's not going anywhere.
Now, wait a minute. To be fair, this is Tony, so it was a dishwasher.
It was a dishwasher.
It's not draining.
It's not draining properly, and the dishwater is just sitting there in the bottom of a dishwasher. So he then says, hey, can you come over? So I was so exhausted that night. I was like, can I do it? Can I do it tomorrow? So I came over to his house, but before I left, I sent him a text saying, hey, just out of curiosity, what tools do you physically own? I
he has one Phillips head screwdriver.
I'm limited with tools. I have some screwdrivers, both the Phillips and flatheads. I have a drill that's not very great, not very good. I have a hammer, and I have some bolts from all the furniture that have leftover
those aren't
screws
tools.
And bolts.
I was literally waiting for him to tell me the Allen wrench that came from an IKEA furniture
right,
set
yeah.
And a couple steak knives that we don't use anymore. So those will work.
Pretty much.
So I totally expected to have to just poke this the hole out. There's a drain hole in the dishwasher. But he took care of it. No issues. So I brought over my wrench set. I brought over my Allen wrenches, my ratchet set. I didn't know what we were going to need to fix
this. I thought I had knocked the plug deeper into the garbage disposal than I did. So I thought we had to take apart the entire garbage disposal. However,
he said, it's just making this weird noise. And you turn it on, it's like, making this horrible noise.
Right.
That's because the piece that he knocked out was stuck in the garbage disposal.
So you could just pick it out with your hands. Didn't need a special tool.
I took a screwdriver there. I just pried it right on out of there and fixed the garbage disposal. Took me a grand total of 35 seconds. Now, I did ask him for a different screwdriver, to which he did say, do you need a Phillips head? And he handed me a flathead screwdriver.
That might have happened. Now, but also, I had to install two rings for a towel holder in the bathroom tonight, and it took me from 5:05 to 8:55 to do that. So I had all the right tools.
He was just changing the toilet paper roll.
it's not that great.
His house is beautiful. It's wonderful. Looks like they're setting up shop in there really nicely. I was very happy to come over and help, but I was very proud of the fact that that Tony was able to do that on his own. 95% of the job was done on his own, except I do think that we should do a segment where we show Tony different tools and we ask him to guess what they actually are.
Or what they do.
Yes.
What would you use this tool for?
I had vice grips. I had wrenches. I had pliers. I had everything you possibly could have needed. I simply said, do you have a flathead screwdriver? Now, the one head is flat and the other one has a point. So I don't know if he felt that the pointed head screwdriver was a flathead screwdriver, but I know that he did hand me the wrong one.
Well, accidents happen.
It was just a slip of the tongue. I knew exactly what I was handing you. It just turned out I said the wrong one.
Well,
and he does say things wrong fairly often.
All the time.
Now, speaking of new segments, I was going to hold on to this till later in the show, but let's just go ahead and unveil this now. I think I have a new segment that I want to do pretty regularly. You know, people do like segments, and they don't like when we ramble on about sports.
Segments like you are now?
About sports. So we're going to skip sports, but I have a new segment that I think is a grand new addition to the show. The Radio for Winners Life Hack Tip of the Week. This is a bad intro. We didn't work on that intro beforehand. But that's okay.
We actually did work.
I just said play the song. But I didn't know it was going to be the whistle one. Point is, I don't know if anyone here reads Life Hacker, but it's some of the worst.
I do. I read it every day.
I hate read Life Hacker because a lot of the stuff they had, like one of the things they had was, you know, how do you have a great first impression? Yeah. Add a do you know. So like, let's say it's the first time I'm meeting you, Tony. And you're like, oh, hey, how are you? I'm Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Did you know that podcasts have gotten far more popular in the United States in the last 4 years? Like, that's how you're supposed to introduce yourself to someone. So they'll be like, hey, there's the guy that gave me that factoid. Or they'll just say, there's that douchebag that told me those things I didn't want to care about when I just asked him how his day was. But I don't want to use that one because it's not as good as the holiday-themed Life Hacker tip that I saw today.
So Life Hacker tip of the week.
Life Radio for Winners Life Hacker tip of the week. Now, this is very important, Don. Let's say you have to buy a gift for someone that you care about. Now, this is a stretch for you, but let's say you had to buy a gift for someone you care about. Let's say your wife, for example. Now, what would you normally do if you had to buy your wife a gift? Would you know what to buy your wife? Would you just make a guess? Does she give you a list?
Are you asking me this legitimately?
I'm asking you this question.
I sort of know what she likes, but right. She does make hints throughout the year.
My wife does too. Things like, you should move.
That's a good one.
But Life Hacker has a tip for you and I. And Tony, anyone that has to buy a gift for someone that you care about, you might not know exactly what they want. You should just ask them.
Wow.
Their tip for terrible. The week for Christmas is just ask people what gifts they want. Now, it seems a pretty obvious tip. It also seems to be very, very non-creative because what people like is spontaneity and interesting things, not you asking them, what can I buy you, and then buying that exact thing.
Now, what
Life Hacker is telling you, that would make you a better gift giver if you just say, hey, what is it you want anyway?
And now, what? Are you supposed to do it the week before Christmas?
No, the day of Christmas you ask, and then go, well, I'll get it for you later. People love that.
That Amazon drone comes and lands in your front yard. Now, what if they say, I don't want anything.
World peace.
I don't want anything for Christmas.
Well, my wife says that every year, and then when I don't get anything, I get a lecture.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure the answer is you should buy something.
So if you were to say, I want a lecture for Christmas, that would mean...
I got that. 100%.
That would mean you're not going to get anything for Christmas.
No, it was... That's our life hacker tip of the week. If you have to buy a gift for someone, you're not sure what to buy them, just ask. Someone got paid to write that. It's infuriating. I hate Life Hacker.
I think you have to close out the segment, too, with a...
The outro?
Yeah.
And that has been our first ever Radio for Winners Life Hacker Tip of the Week. It's not as clean as when Don does it.
Hey, I like it when you go down there to do that.
Let's not repeat that ever again.
Why? I like it when you go down and do that. Hey, Jeremy!
Oh, no. All right, let's move on. It's Christmas. Let's
Glad to see you come down and visit.
Well,
who is this?
This is terrible.
Is this who I think it is?
Happy holidays, guys. It's me, Sewer Hogan. Oh,
Governor God. Larry Hogan calling in from a sewer.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you guys. It's been a little while. I wish you all a merry...
It's been 1 week.
A merry, merry Christmas.
Governor, it's almost Christmas. Why are you still in a sewer?
I'm still down here investigating what's going on. I can't talk about it right now. Soon.
Is Barbara Mikulski there with you?
Not yet, but she's retarded.
She's retarded.
She's not retarded. She's retarded. She's retarded the first of the year.
Oh, Governor Larry Hogan, it's been great that you stopped by. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, okay, bye, guys.
Jesus.
I have an announcement, guys. This is very big news. I'm not sure if you have special music to play, Don. You're one of our five musical beds that we play.
Is this good news or bad news?
This is it's good news depending on if you don't like your...
Oh, here we go. I got one for you.
Oh, boy.
Announcement!
I have been told that's one of our first music beds that we need to absolutely delete. This is... this goes back about a month.
So this is Thanksgiving news.
This is Thanksgiving, about 5 days prior. I had not yet closed on the house, but we were building up towards that. So I started getting this stress about it. And I found myself getting pressure in my chest. And now last time this happened, things weren't great. It's about 5 years ago. I may have had something called a possible TIA. You can Google that, TIA. You'll find out what it does.
It's kind of like a stroke.
It's kind of like a stroke. No permanent effects, although, honestly, I can't say words any longer.
I was going to say, before that TIA, you had great diction.
I did. And now I don't. But maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. Maybe it was terrible then. Anyhow, so I'm like, but I would. But what's the thing you would do, Don, if you had pressure in your chest? You wake up one morning and have pressure in your chest. What would you do?
Tums. I'd take a couple of Rolaids or Tums, and I would say that's probably going to solve it.
I went for a 3-mile run.
Oh.
Now, it felt great. The pressure actually went away completely for the most part. Then it came back as soon as I stopped. So I Google everything having to do with chest pressure to say maybe I'll just go into the doctor's office, the little urgent care walk-in clinic, because I never found a primary physician in Virginia. And I go in day after Thanksgiving, and they do an array of tests. I get the ectocardiogram, the EKG. I get blood work done, all this stuff. Is this because of Alan Thicke?
Yeah, I was just trying to see.
And everything is coming up fine. Everything's coming up fine. I go back a week later to get the blood work results. Turns out I eat like an asshole. I have not learned my lesson. I have very high cholesterol. My blood pressure, which is already... I'm already taking medication for, was actually fine because the medication makes it that way. But yeah, I need to not eat pizza and buffalo wings as much as I do.
But now you went and had pizza and buffalo wings the day I was over your house.
Now, I did.
And yesterday.
I did. Now, the doctor, though, was like, let's not stop here because you've already paid all this money for these tests. Let's start, keep going, because I want to find out what's going on. So I need you to come back and do a nuclear stress test.
A what?
A nuclear stress test.
I think you pronounced it right. It's right.
Which is
nuclear.
It's a treadmill test.
Are you running from some sort of bomb? What do you do?
I had to do that last week. Basically, they give you like something you drink, and it's supposed to kind of like I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
They can track it. It's got
It's like a dye.
I just know I had to run on a treadmill for 10 minutes.
Okay.
At like 8-10% incline.
Okay.
And very, very fast.
10% incline.
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy went. Here's the thing. I found out my heart is completely fine. Again, I eat like an asshole. All
right.
And I also found out, and this is very important, I found out that that the key to not dealing with stress is hand release. my doctor was like, what you need to do? You need to do hand release. 2 to 3 times a day.
There's no way that he said that to you.
I mean, I do hand release 2 to 3 times a day, but is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. You must do hand release 2 to 3 times a day.
Wait. Wow.
You would watch Morning Joe.
Wait a minute.
That would be the best. That was the actual request.
He didn't do that at all. In fact, the guy wasn't Indian. However.
Wow.
yeah.
But I don't do a very good impression of anything else, so he has Indian in his story.
That was his Arbutus accent.
It's either that or my Robert Durst. You gotta do hand release as much as possible. Mommy, I'm doing hand release. That just got weird.
Did you, by the way, speaking of Robert Durst, did you see what his defense was?
I saw that I was on meth.
I told everyone why I killed these people because I was on meth the whole time. That's the best defense ever.
But wait a minute.
I guess it's better than killing
someone.
Did he
literally tell you hand release?
No.
Oh.
He could have, though. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, my.
But yeah, it turns out I'm completely, my heart is healthy. I am just a douchebag, and I have to learn how to eat, I have to learn how to not eat fun food anymore.
I mean, you can eat fun food. You have to eat it in
moderation.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, though.
You can't have it 6 times a day.
I don't do that. I eat like one bad meal an hour.
An hour.
Three times a day. I ate one bad meal 3 times a day.
I would say my problem is that I can eat healthy for like 5 days, and then as soon as I have one minor thing that's not healthy, that kind of like rolls over into 7 months.
Do you eat 3 meals a day?
Do you eat
breakfast?
I eat breakfast, yes.
What do you have for breakfast?
Typically, I will have either.
I'm sorry, tipply? Typically.
I will have.
Jesus Christ, typically.
I had a TIA, Don.
Okay.
Hard-boiled egg.
I have.
And a Michelob Light.
I have scrambled eggs, or is it Kashi or Kashi?
It's cereal. Kashi, yes. I think.
Kashi.
Yes, I will have that, the original, because it's.
Completely not fun.
Completely. It's terrible. So I'll have that. Although right now I've been eating Captain Crunch.
Holiday Captain Crunch?
No.
That's the one to eat. Normal. It's got cinnamon in it. It's amazing.
All right. So you have... okay. And then what do you have for lunch?
For lunch. Now, see, I was living in a situation where I wasn't able to cook.
So the fact that he didn't answer that with an actual answer means the answer is not good.
So
he's making excuses. I lived in a situation where I couldn't
cook. I need you guys to understand that my oven is filled with pots and pans.
No, the past 3 months I've been eating a lot of... Stouffer's.
Nothing comes closer to home.
Stouffer's, but a Fit Kitchen.
I feel like he's ordering family. No, I feel like he's ordering. He's eating like a. He's making like a family size.
Make a family size lasagna, and I just sat on it. Sprays on it throughout the day.
I had that the other day. I wish I was joking, but I'm not. No, but you know, I eat outside of that. You know, then
outside
night.
Of breakfast and lunch, I do well.
What are you eating for dinner?
For dinner, again, the last 3 months,
pizza and buffalo
have not
wings.
Been in my normal space that I would usually cook in. So, I
are
would
you
have
cooking?
Something like a sandwich, or I would have some kind of rice meal.
What is
pasta.
A rice meal?
I would get spaghetti.
Tipoli rice meal.
I would get pasta sauce. And then I would take the pasta sauce, but instead of using noodles and pasta, I would use rice. And then I wouldn't cook the pasta sauce. I would put the pasta sauce on the rice and put it in a microwave, and I would eat that.
You would have rice and pasta sauce.
Yeah, that's fair. And then I'd pour a lot of cheese on it afterwards.
Tipoli rice meal? Is that what you're laughing at? Why are you laughing at?
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
And then for you know,
I just have some rice meal for dinner. Come on by, guys. Invite the family over. Invite the friends over.
What do you call it? Because it's not spaghetti.
It's not a real thing people eat, Tony.
Again, I was living. I had a situation where I couldn't eat. I couldn't cook. I wasn't able to cook.
What do you mean you couldn't cook?
I like to take some peanut butter and I get some noodles, right? I cook up the noodles, I put the peanut butter in, and I stir it around. You know, it's a noodle meal.
I saw the house that you were staying in. It had a kitchen.
Yes, it was just cooking was not something that was. We couldn't really cook like we usually do. We just couldn't do it. So I would have to settle for these put together meals that may or may not have been completely unhealthy.
I have to say, guys, we've done a really good job of having a Christmas episode with no Christmas topics.
Well, we're not. We're just getting back into it.
We're just knocking back into it at 25 minutes in.
Oh man,
we're excellent at our Christmas. Depressing Christmas songs.
Well, I'm depressed now because he's been eating rice meal this entire time.
I've now started slow cooking, so everything's going to go. I'm using a slow cooker. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, speaking of slow cooker, I'm going to be smoking my first pork shoulder.
Hey, nice. I'm
very excited. You should come by and have some.
I remember my...
Stop on my Jeremy's house for
bring
a little...
Bring your rice meal and I'll...
For a little pork shoulder.
Pork shoulder.
Some rice meal and some pork shoulder.
I remember back in 2000. I was working at WXYV in Baltimore.
B102.7.
What kind of station was that?
WBSB.
It was a top 40 CHR station. And I would work the holidays.
What is CHR?
I would work the holidays.
He's in a story.
Contemporary hits.
Let him go.
Radio.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know what it was good for. That's hard.
Just let him keep going.
And I would work. I remember working that Christmas, and I was taking calls because I was allowed to break the mic. MD Throb was letting me break the mic. That night, he was the music director, and I remember answering the phone. This woman sounded like she might have been inebriated, and she goes, "Saw you out at a bar. My brother saw you out at a bar." I'm like, "I don't think I don't go to bars." She's like, "You ever go to like?" And then she named a bar. I'm like, "No." She's like, "Well, it's a gay bar. Pretty sure you were there." I'm like, "No, wasn't me." She's like, "No, it was definitely a gay bar, and I'm positive you were there." So then I hung up on her and I picked up again and I was giving away Backstreet Boys tickets that weekend. It was huge. And, this woman, asked for, she called in. She's like, "Can I get Backstreet Boy tickets?" And I'm like, "I don't have any tickets left." She's like, "You're giving them all to your friends. You're giving," like I have friends who are taking Backstreet Boys, tickets. Not happening. But that was Christmas. 2000.
Christmas 2000 sounds like it was... you had to work all Christmas or just Christmas Eve?
I worked Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas night.
My Christmas is what happens when he goes home.
Oh, he sits
home.
Alone in a chair.
At that point, I was living... I think I was living at home. So I would go home, and then there would be no celebration, no gifts given. At that point, my parents weren't doing a tree any longer, so it'd be like no tree... It would be like no tree. It'd just be like, you know, be nothing going on. I'd go in the basement. My dad would say, "Well, what'd you get? What'd you get me?" And then, like, I'd be like, "I didn't get you anything because you guys don't give me anything." And then my mom would get angry if I didn't give her scratch-offs. And then I'd go up to my room and play, like, 7 hours of...
So this is Christmas.
Whatever wrestling game was on, available at that time. I think it was, like, WCW versus NWO or something. But that was 2000.
Well, that was
and 2001 and 2002.
But by 2003, I lived with Tony. And we lived in a house in Bowie. It was us and some other friends. And it was our first Christmas in Bowie. So we all went out. We all went out for the first Christmas in Bowie to the only bar that was open Christmas night because none of us had... I mean, my family still lives nearby, and I guess everyone's did, but no one actually dealt with their family much. So we just went to this bar... On Christmas, the only one that was open, and it was a somber affair. It was just kind of quiet and awkward until about midnight when everyone decided it was time to dance. It was time to dance. Everybody went to dance in this horrible little redneck bar nearby, and then we drove home because we're very smart people. And that was pretty much every night, but it happened to also be Christmas that night. We were very festive.
I feel like we've all hung out at Christmas before, like at like rafters or something.
Not on Christmas night, though. Christmas Eve. By the time we were there, you already like had a house and a wife and had kids on the way.
Yeah, we have kids on the way. I mean, there were several years that we didn't have kids on the way.
But Christmas, again, most of the time, there's only one bar open.
1999. Christmas time, I was buying gifts. I was using my first credit card. Banco Popular.
Banco Popular.
It's the only thing I could qualify for. $200.
Dollars?
With a 25% interest rate.
It might have been higher than that. I think at that point, it was around 40%. I'm not sure, but it was not good. It was not good. I remember, you ever buy something? If you ever have an occasion where, like you don't have money in your bank account, but you have very little, and you're going to buy something, and you get to the counter, you know it's going to push that where it could go either way. Either you're going to have enough, or it's going to come back, and you hope it doesn't get rejected. I remember, whenever I did that, I would always have sweat building on my brow, because I'm like, this is not going to go through. This purchase is not going to go through. However, that Christmas, 1999, my Banco Popular credit card went through.
Look at that.
Way to go, Banco Popular.
It was the best issue of Hustler he'd ever bought.
Absolutely.
Banco Popular.
I'd say I've done that a lot, but it's never for a big item. It's always for something that's kind of like I just go and buy bread and a gallon of milk, so it's like $7, and then it's when it rejects. And you're like, clearly I've...
My bad.
Clearly I've hit rock bottom.
I can get that beer at the Applebee's. I just can't get the milk at the grocery store. Yeah, why were you buying milk at the grocery store?
Where else would you buy milk from?
Why did you need milk?
I mean, don't you drink milk?
Oh, I'm just wondering.
I like to get up every morning and have a big glass of milk.
No, I don't drink
milk. No, I don't drink milk either. I'm just saying things you needed. I was trying to think of what other normal people would buy. Milk and bread sounded out. And that's what I buy now because I have children. But at that time, it was probably mouthwash and Depends.
Speaking of children, I thought having a child, a baby, and bringing that baby to a holiday party would make me less awkward, and it has not happened. No. I am still very awkward, and now I just have all this attention because I'm holding a baby. So, I went to this holiday party last weekend, and I'm holding Kara, and of course, everyone's talking to the baby, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I can't do the whole engage thing. I'm just kind of,
hey, leave me alone. I'm holding the baby.
Yeah, that's what I do. Hey, the baby is sleeping. Baby's not sleeping. Baby's wide awake.
Baby's wide awake. Baby's actually drooling. Baby
so
wants
tired.
Something. It's tired.
You should walk away.
Trying to rock
my
her to
wife
sleep.
Will, like, you know, she'll, like, act like she's doing the voice of the baby or whatever. Like, she'll have fun with it.
You should do that. You should act like you have the voice of the baby.
I can't do that.
I went over and his wife was just talking to I took my youngest over, and she's talking to her that way, talking to the baby that way, and the baby voice. And Tony is really like, I don't think you should put on any of the porn that we were watching last night on the TV for the kids to watch. That's not acceptable.
They were asking for TV shows. I said there was one last night called Jessica Takes Two.
not appropriate.
Not appropriate. I don't think you should be watching that.
Man, this song brings me back to just screaming this at 2 in the morning at our house.
2005, Bowie, Maryland. Living in a rancher with one Jeremy. This was coming back from one of our many trips to Heroes Bar, sometimes TGI Fridays in Bowie.
You brought up a good point earlier I want to just point out. We didn't talk about it on the show, but we lived together in a house. We would go out and drink just with each other and the other roommates. We never bought beer at the house or just drank there.
I never.
It was cheaper. We wouldn't have been driving, but no one. So we're like, no, we're going to pay $7 a beer to go to TGI Fridays and get some shitty appetizers.
I don't think I ever bought beer for the actual house.
No. Not, I think we did when we first moved in. And then we're like, no, we're going to spend a lot more money and risk it every time.
Man.
Do I have to come up with some sort of depressing Christmas?
No, if you've had a great Christmas every year. Normally, my Christmases are amazing. I don't normally have depressing Christmases.
Oh.
The only depressing Christmas I've had generally are not me being depressed, but just an awkward situation. So one of the years that we were first in Bowie, my youngest brother had gotten married, and he joined the Navy. And while he was out at sea or whatever, his wife decided to deal with some other gentlemen. To take up her time when he was out at sea.
What?
So when he came back, he found out about it, and they were trying to work on their marriage or whatever, and that's nice, that's good. They ended up being divorced by now. Spoilers for the end of the story. But so that Christmas, they came to my parents' house with some friend of theirs that lives with them. But it turns out that was one of the dudes she was banging out with. And it was really awkward because it was clear to everybody else there, my brother, that was still going on. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, she was giving him like a back rub. And like, she was like, he could stay in our room. And I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Wow.
And then, long story short, they don't speak anymore. But his new wife is wonderful. Huge fan.
Happy holidays.
Tony, I imagine you had a lot of depressing Christmases as a child, though.
You know, I was thinking back to that. I remember the one Christmas. It was a couple days before Christmas, and my mom was upset. And my brother and I went to see my dad. We're like, hey, why is mom upset? She says she's leaving. And my dad says, hey, go up there and tell her to stay.
Oh, no. Really?
What?
So we had to go up. And I'm pretty sure I was crying because I was like six. And I'm like asking my mom to please stay. And yeah, that actually happened. And it still haunts me. Still haunts me to this day. So if you ever get in a fight, Don, with your wife, and your wife's like, hey, I'm out of here, just get your kids to go up and, you know, solve that. by begging them to stay.
That actually might be the most depressing story you've ever told.
That is Christmas 1982.
That's incredible.
That same summer is the summer that he went to swim camp with that that guy that lived in the neighborhood.
It wasn't swim camp. He just let him swim in his backyard and threw Doritos at him.
Mr. Smith. Well.
You ever have a breakup around Christmas? I never had a real break. I mean, I'd break up with my.
Didn't you break up with the pirate around Christmas?
No. I did. I think I've talked about this on the show before. This would be 1996. First real girlfriend. You know what I mean. You don't have to say.
Oh, yeah.
We worked at Caldor.
Dry humping.
Caldor, Serena Park, right off of Ritchie Highway. And the relationship overall was last about a month. So, of course, when you're in a month-long relationship with a lady, what you want to do is spend your entire paycheck on a Christmas gift.
Now, devil's advocate, you work at Caldor. It's probably $84.
I think it was a couple hundred bucks for that point because I was working a lot.
But at Caldor, $84 can go a long
way.
That's
true. You could buy a lot there. A
lot of conditioner.
This actually might have been 1994 now that I think about it. 1994. Anyhow.
Anyone taking notes at home?
That would have put you at 18.
Maybe it was 93 then.
That's 17.
All right. That sounds about right. Anyhow.
What makes me sound less sad? 14. I was 26. The year was 2017.
Caldor had been out of business for 10 years, but I was still working
every
there.
Every day.
So by this point, this would be a couple days after Christmas. We'd kind of broken up over that weekend. And I pulled into the parking lot because I had to work. And my good friend Kenny Ferguson pulled up. He worked at Caldor as well. He wasn't just hanging out. And maybe it was right before
Christmas.
They called
him Caldor Kenny.
So like Kenny was drinking in his car. I'm not sure why he was drinking, but he had whiskey. He was obviously not in a great mood. So he's like, hey, just have some minutes. I was starting to tell him about this story. And he's like, well, let's go visit her. And it's like 7 in the morning, so we drive from
Caldor. You've been drinking whiskey in a car outside of Caldor.
Yes.
And you decided it's time to confront your ex-girlfriend.
It's time to confront her and, you know, convince her that she made a huge mistake by saying it's best that we break up. So
sounds to me like she won.
So I drove.
Caldor Kenny and Whiskey Tony heading on back
we
in.
We drove to her place, knocked on her door. She, of course, wouldn't answer. Her
it was
mom,
7 in the morning.
Her mom answers. And she's like, hey, yeah, you can come in. So, you know, we come in and
that's weird.
We go up there and then we're like,
Mom starts taking her clothes off. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Caldor Kenny just starts getting at it.
So we go up to the bedroom.
Analingus.
And it's wow. there's Kenny, this girl's mom. Her name is Lisa, the girlfriend. And then her girlfriend or Lisa was there and her friend was there as well. Not the guy she was banging, some other guy.
Just some other guy? It was a dude he was banging.
I have, can I have the rights to his life? I just want to write a book about his life.
It was not a guy, it was some friend.
Not a girlfriend.
It's not a guy. It was some friend. It's not a guy I'm going to throw out there. Some girl.
It was a girl. It was not a guy. She was back. There was plenty of other guys.
It was an eel. Back. There was an eel in there.
So I don't think we resolved anything that day. I did get my gold chain back, also known as a necklace. However, back in the 90s, we called those gold chains.
Do you have that still?
No.
He's wearing it right now.
I feel like out of all three of us, you would be the one to wear one of those.
I don't wear any jewelry.
I did. I used to wear one when
Have you ever worn any jewelry?
I mean, I wore my wedding ring.
You don't wear your wedding ring anymore?
No.
We'll move on. I don't think we should talk about that.
Not a topic for the show. I just got too fat to wear my ring. That's it. There's no bad story. I'm just too fat.
I used to wear a silver bracelet. I used to have a silver bracelet.
Live strong.
No, it was like a silver link bracelet. I don't know why I did.
Yeah, no, I got some nipple rings, but I want to show you those.
Did you ever have your ears pierced?
Nope.
I feel like this song, Don. Are you allowed to talk about this?
Sure, we're going to talk.
This is by David DuBois.
Okay.
Who is Don's cousin.
Yes.
And wrote and sang this song, or at least sang this song.
Crabs for Christmas.
Now, like I went to his website. He describes himself as an actor.
Nowhere does it say his cousin is a famous podcaster.
Nowhere does it say
Runs
that.
Runs into family.
All the shows he's been on are like in Baltimore. Does that really make you an actor?
I think everything he does is
The Wire was in Baltimore. That's a real show.
Yeah.
Was he on The Wire?
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
He just sang this song in the Christmas episode.
Everything he did was like on MPT. He did host a game show early, on Channel 11.
Card Sharks?
No, I love Card Sharks. So. Some sort of local game show he hosted many, 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 many years ago. But he's famous for this song.
And by famous, I mean if we didn't tell you about it, you would never have heard
Everybody
of
in Baltimore knows Crabs for Christmas.
That's probably true.
No, not Scrubs.
No one in Baltimore listens to this podcast.
This is a good way to end the sad Christmas segment. By playing this song.
It's a good Christmas song.
It is. It's a hit.
I bet he'd drink a gozer.
They're good gozers. That's fine. So... I wasn't sure if we were ending the show with Crafts for Christmas.
No, I don't think so. We have three segments to go.
We have news we could do, but
hold on one
already...
second. Let's do it. Let's do the news.
All right.
What's that? Oh, hon, don't you know that's my Christmas whistle?
Could have ended it with that, but no one said we're going to do the news. Well, fine. Now that we finish our depressing Christmas stories, I'm sure we'll have many more for you next year. We'll do the regular segment we do every week to end the show, Radio for Winners. And the news, that's right, Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we say two news stories, take all the facts that everyone's already talked about, but new facts in make it far more interesting. Bring it to you in bite-sized chunks so you can tell it the next day at the office, feel a little bit smarter, maybe get a hand job.
Whoa!
Look, your Christmas parties are different than mine. I don't judge. There was a poll that was taken by Marist College that was released this week that said what the most annoying word in the English language in the U.S. would be.
Goza.
It's not goza.
Sewer Hogan.
It's not another episode of Radio for Winners, which is what I thought it would be.
Is it millennial?
Anything it's not millennial. Although that is pretty annoying. I'm not a fan of the word millennial or millennials.
What about hack?
Hack is pretty bad. No, I'm just going to tell you because you'll never guess. The word that is considered the most annoying word in the U.S. is the word whatever.
Whatever.
I think if you say it with a thick Baltimore accent, it's even better. And it's not annoying.
Whatever.
Everyone likes it then. Follow-up answers were no offense, but, because that's just going to offend you. No offense, but you're fat.
No offense, but whatever.
No offense, this podcast is terrible. I know, right? I can't even. I hate. I can't even. Because that's it. It's just. I can't even.
I think when someone says, you think?
Oh, that's pretty bad.
That makes me want to put that person through a wall.
Number five was huge.
Huge.
But huge would just be
now,
a political
Now, is that huge?
Base.
Is that huge Trump? Like huge?
It's got to be Trump huge. Like, else, huge wouldn't be a big deal normally.
Well, Paris Hilton used to say huge.
That was years ago.
Huge.
Well, he says it the same way she does, actually, when you put it out that way.
Huge.
But yeah, whatever would be the most annoying word in the English language. And I'm sure everyone at home is saying whatever right now.
Whatever.
About this entire segment. So let's move on to our second Cracker Jack news story. One of our many fabulous hobbies we like talking about is pleasuring ourselves. It's something we do all the time. Some of us do it 2 to 3 times a day based on what their doctor says to do. Well, it turns out it is not bad for you. It's all benefit. Many studies have said that people have done non-scientifically that it's better to not pleasure oneself. It helps build your testosterone. It makes you more aggressive. And women are more into you.
That's
turns
what women
out
want. They want
true.
More aggressive
turns
men.
Turns out actual scientific studies have shown it does not help raise your testosterone. It doesn't really make any difference unless it's all mental. If it makes you feel guilty about doing it, then it's probably not good to do it. But it's a great stress reliever. And it's something that you can do to just help keep yourself focused on things at hand that are not pleasuring yourself sexually. So I think that is good to know. It's a useful study. Finally, I told everyone that it's totally fine that I'm doing this 7 or 8 times a day.
I do this every I'm do this
very
every,
focused.
Every time before I do the podcast.
I just, in fact, we're here. We have to do it. It's like a ritual.
I thought it smelled like bleach in here.
Then I come down and shake your hand.
Yeah, well, that's what all the tissues were for.
Wow.
Now that they're cleaned out, it's not so good. Well, I guess the last news story we have for this special Christmas episode is tied to that. Because I'm sure that a very...
I feel like with these current events news stories...
I'm
like,
just getting lazier with them.
I feel like we don't have any actual follow-up to it. It's like you just read the news story and then we
move
then
on.
We can go on.
It would be better if I did it lightning style. I just read like 10 news stories this way and we just went to the next one. But we haven't been doing that. Perhaps we'll do that at our 200th episode spectacular. But we have one last news story that ties to this most recent news story. A very stressful job must be performing security at a public event. Oftentimes, I think Secret Service, many people do security, must be awful stressed out. Well, it turns out if you also work at a Chargers game, here's a way to relieve yourself. So there's a video that was on Deadspin, I'm sure it was a lot of other places on the internet, of a security guard, a contract security guard at the Chargers game, watching the cheerleaders, and very clearly just jerking off through his pants.
I mean,
like
it's
like he cut the hole out of his pocket, like I have in these pants. And he's just, at first I was like, oh, it's just adjusting. He's just adjusting.
He was not adjusting.
But adjusting to make sure he's got his full length adjusted. Like, I wasn't sure. But then he does it for about 2 solid minutes.
I mean, he was going, to town. I mean,
and he was right in front of the cheerleaders. Like, they panned over for a second. And it's like he's 3 feet away from the cheerleaders who are kind of facing him. And he's just totally just looking at whatever and just going to town in his pants.
I mean, I could not believe that nobody else saw him. I thought it was a fake video. Like, I mean,
I did send it to you and said, look at this guy jerking off. And you're like, Jeremy, if this is you again, I'm not falling for it a third time.
Now, was there a follow-up to that? Official?
The official follow-up is that the security company has said they're looking into the incident. And the Chargers have said that the video they've seen online does look to be not appropriate for families. They're going to make sure they take actions to make sure this does not happen again. I think the Chargers should be happy because people are actually talking about the Chargers. Because otherwise, they're a disaster.
Oh, wow.
A disaster.
Disaster.
Not as bad as episode 197 of Radio for Winners.
But a disaster
nonetheless.
Oh, this is Santa Claus. Oh. I won't be around this year.
Classic hit.
I'm a bit sick.
I mean,
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
This is the only thing missing from
Tony's
stories.
Man?
One of Doodle Dottles.
One Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. Were you a fan of Tiny Tim?
How could you not be a fan of Tiny Tim? Just a very interesting person.
I mean, I just can't believe that he sang this song.
Yeah, like, was it a joke song, or did he really not know about AIDS? I know this was, like, written back, like, in 1990 or so. So it was quite a long time ago.
But still not that. He was doing stuff in, like, the 60s. So the 90s, he shouldn't have known better.
He's lying sick in bed. Call the doctor there.
He's got that Casio going.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS of
Well, guys,
year.
It's been a great year.
Has it?
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, I'll go back but down in the sewer if you want me to.
Nope. Time to end the show.
Are you coming over for New Year's?
I think so. I think we are.
All right.
I'll be over for 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to make it 2 New Year's, but we'll be over for New Year's.
We can live stream on New Year's.
No. No. Nope. Actually, my wife will be here. I could probably live stream.
Okay.
Wife and kids will be here, so I will be in some level of control.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. See you next week.
See you.
From everyone, he's got to stay away. 12 months to wait, and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.